peripheral vascular system. You can auscultate the temporal artery, the carotid artery, the aorta. In this case, we're talking the abdominal aorta down here, the renal arteries, the iliac arteries, and the femoral arteries. You can palpate the carotid, the brachial, the radial, the ulnar, the femoral, the popliteal, the posterior tibial, and the dorsalis pedis. Don't worry too much about writing all these down because we're actually going to do this in the lab. All right, now veins. What you need to know about veins? You need to know the difference between deep and superficial veins. And you need to know what perforators do. Now, what's the purpose of veins? To get blood back up to your heart. And how do they do that? Are they under low pressure or high pressure? Low pressure. So what do they depend on to push blood back up? Muscle movement. So they don't have any mechanism of their own. But once blood gets pumped, pushed back up by your muscle movement, what do they do to keep it there? Valves. Now, blood has a tendency to clot when it's not moving. So write down, sluggish blood flow equals clot. What do people do when they go to the hospital? Say again? They lie down all day long. So what are they more risk for? Clots, especially in their legs. Now, one of the most common areas to get clotted is the calf area. And if a person has a clot and you take their foot, you rock it back a couple times and you pull it, they get up towards their head. If they get a cramp down in the calf, that's called Hohmann's sign. And it is a sign that they might have a clot. Now, the problem with Hohmann's sign, 50% of people who have clots, guess what they don't have? Hohmann's sign. So it's not a very good sign, but if they do have Hohmann's sign, there's an excellent chance they have a clot. So you should still do it to patients who are at risk for clots, who have signs of clotting. What are the other signs of a blood clot? Edema, okay, good. Pain, redness, edema. What does it sound like? Inflammation. So patients with clots may have inflammatory reaction at the site of the clot. All right, some vocabulary stuff here. Doppler ultrasound. Now, an ultrasound, Doppler is a technique that can be applied to ultrasounds, and there's two different types of Dopplers. One is a Doppler device that's just going to amplify sound. If you have trouble finding a person's arteries, you can't feel their pulses, you can use a Doppler to amplify the sound that the artery makes and make sure that they have good function. Another thing we can do is we can send to the ultrasound department, the radiology department, and they can actually do an ultrasound, which is going to look at their arteries and veins, and that's called a Doppler ultrasound. So we have to be careful when we hear the word Doppler. Do they mean just listening device, or do they mean an actual thing we're going to look at the arteries and veins? Peripheral lymph nodes, you can palpate those as well. Raynaud's, we say Raynaud's was? Not skin. Arteries in the fingers or toes that start vasoconstricting, and it causes them to be cold, and if it's severe enough, it can actually cause necrosis. What do we use to treat that? What do we use to vasodilate them? Arla came up with the correct answer this morning. Not beta. Alpha-1 blockers. Which one? There's two that you need to know. One's tirasosin. It's not that one that helps you. Starts with a P, but doesn't sound like a P. Phentolamine. All right, lymphedema is when you have lymphedema. That's a good one for us to look up. Ischemic ulcers. Here's a fun one. If a person doesn't have enough blood flow to their legs, they'll eventually get ischemic ulcers. Ischemia means? What does ischemia mean? We haven't talked about ischemia yet. I haven't defined it. I think I have. Ischemia means decreased blood flow. Decreased blood flow, ischemia, is the number one cause of necrosis. So in this case, in the feet, when a person has vascular disease, they get ischemia in their legs, starts killing the tissue down there. Venous stasis ulcers are caused by excess pressure in veins in the leg, typically caused by people who've got bad genes and then put on top of that excess weight and excess blood pressure and don't exercise. Varicose veins is just an enlarged vein that no longer has muscular integrity, so it's kind of outpouched all the time. VT, what does that stand for? Deep vein thrombosis. This is that clot that we were talking about with Homenstein. PAD stands for? Peripheral arterial disease. PVD stands for? Peripheral vascular disease, which can include arteries and veins. All right, made it just under the clock. Got to talk some additional vocabulary words. Yay! You guys don't sound very enthused. I begin to worry about you. You're like, yeah, me too. All right, so cardiovascular vocab words. First one, endocardium. Later, the heart touches the blood. Myocardium, muscle. Pericardium, outside layer. Myocardial infarction, heart attack. It is cell death due to myocardial ischemia. Aneurysm. It's a weakened artery that begins to pouch outwards and eventually bursts, is a fairly common cause of certain types of death. If it happens in the brain, that would cause a stroke. If it happens in the aorta, person is pretty much toast.
Is it embolism in the brain?
No. Embolism is something different. We'll get to that in a second. Angina pectoris, chest pain, relative difference between oxygen supply and oxygen demand. Claudication. We defined this one a couple days back. It's leg pain caused by oxygen mismatch, demand versus supply. So it's when a person starts walking and then they get leg cramps and then they stop walking, it gets better. Bradycardia, heart rate less than 60, tachycardia greater than 100. Brewy. This is one we haven't talked about yet. Brewy is a whooshing noise, whoosh, whoosh, in the artery. It's caused by turbulent blood flow. This is never normal. Repeat after me. Brewy, never normal. When I listen to my partner in a few minutes, I'm not going to hear a brewy. Arteries do not have brewies unless they are diseased. Repeat after me. Brewy, bad. What's the difference between a murmur and a brewy? Well, they're both bad. But what's the difference between a brewy and a murmur? Where does a murmur occur? In the heart. Where does a brewy occur? In the artery. Capiche? A murmur, sound made by turbulent blood flow in the heart. A thrill. A thrill is a murmur or a brewy that is so strong that you can feel it through the skin. Dyspnea, exertion, orthopnea, we already talked about. Rhythm other is any heart rhythm other than normal. And what is a normal heart rhythm? Bump, bump. Well, what's that called? But it goes bum, 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 bum. Regular. So a normal heart rate is regular and is between what? 60 and 100. Now, electrically speaking, there's a couple other things we want to see, but for our purposes right now, regular, 60 to 100 are the two important things. Fibrillation. It's a dysrhythmia where either the heart, the ventricles, or the atria just quiver or vibrate. Flutter is a dysrhythmia where they kind of flap like this. Everyone flap. Flap. No, you can't. Flap. Come on, do your flap. Come on. Come on. See? Come on. All right, flapping. Now, squeeze. This is what we want our hearts to do. Show me flutter. Now show me quiver. Show me it's fibrillate. All right, you think that I'm being silly, but it's going to help you remember it later. Because you're going to be a test, and you're going to go, oh, yeah. Palpitation. What is a palpitation? It's when you feel the heart beating abnormally. And that's typically going to be, it feels like it either skips a beat or it feels like it's racing. Edema. If you don't know this one by now, you're in big trouble. Now, pitting edema. Sometimes when you push on the edematous area, it'll push inwards. And then you pull your finger out and it stays pitted. That's called pitting edema. The pitting is scaled from plus one being very minor to plus four being like your whole hand gets swallowed up in there. No, it's not dehydration.
Water.
It's water being shifted from intravascular to interstitial fluid. So it can be from a variety of reasons. It could be renal failure, it could be heart failure, it could be a number of things. All right, syncope is a fancy way of saying faint. So if a person has syncopal episodes, they have had fainting spells. Thrombus is a blood clot. Thrombophlebitis is inflammation in a vein from a blood clot. Varicose, distended vein. Shunt is a tube that connects an artery and a valve. So a shunt is sometimes a person has... If a person has kidney failure and they're on dialysis, what they'll do is they'll take a tube and they'll tie it between an artery and a valve, and then when they go in for their dialysis, they stick them in that artery, in that shunt. And there's a couple reasons for that. One is it's easier to get into there. The other is they need to have both venous and arterial blood when they do the dialysis. And an AV fistula is when they take an artery and the vein and they sew them together. And again, that would be for dialysis. Okay, we're done.